The Alamo Draft House says it plans to use property it bought last fall from Austin Independent School District for a new headquarters. KUT's Claire McInerney reports on what else could be developed on the Hyde Park property.
Alamo Draft House purchased the Baker Center, an old schoolhouse that AISD had been using for administrative offices, for $10 million. Along with a new home for the company's offices, the property will also include some housing. Architect Richard Weiss is working on the redesign. He says Alamo plans to use the historic school for the office space and build a new building on the back part of the lot.
When we build the building back there, everything above the ground floor can only be residential. So, we know we're going to build a building back there, and that locks in the residential component.
Weiss says the housing will be apartments or condo units. Putting housing on the property was something AISD wanted when they sold it, with the hope that some would be affordable housing for AISD teachers and families. Weiss said Alamo plans to make a quarter of any housing affordable, although the definition of affordable, just how much those units will cost, is still being worked out. That's something the city council discussed at a meeting last week. Councilmember Greg Kassar says this is a rare opportunity for the council because land in the city is scarce. He told the council he wants the price tag on that affordable housing to be as low as possible.
Seeing opportunities for public land to go by without the chance to bring economic and racial integration to those areas is just a missed opportunity, and I just want to not miss it while still achieving AISD and Alamo's goals.
Weiss said Alamo plans to seek a historic designation for the former school building. He said the company is committed to working with the Neighborhood Association to make sure the property serves the larger community as well.
Alamo is not looking at this project as a development project. They're looking at it as a project where they can be a steward for a building that's been there for 107 years, and they want to keep there as part of the fabric of the neighborhood.
The council will revisit the discussion around the property as it finalizes zoning. Claire McInerney, KUT News.